Well, I think it's totally misconceived to decide that it would be appropriate to build a massive hotel outside the development limit of Port Stewart in effectively what is the Green Belt, to destroy the last remaining green wedge between Portrush and Port Stewart in circumstances where there are unbuilt hotels for which there are planning permission in the North Coast area, where there is one hotel sitting empty and has been empty for a couple of years, and where there is a deficit in terms of filling the beds which already exist. Therefore, I think it's a totally misconceived idea and one that brings on necessary urban spread into that green wedge between Portrush and Port Stewart.
Mr. Alistair, you're concerned about many issues that don't directly impact you as an individual. But in this particular case, is there an element of NIMBYism not in my backyard?
Well, I think it's public knowledge that I have a property in that vicinity. And that, of course, accentuates my interest in it. But whether I had or whether I hadn't, I would take the view that if there's to be development, it should be within the development limits of the town, because I think it is very important that the green wedge between Portrush and Port Stewart is maintained. And I see no need for expanding that outside and imposing this huge commercial development within that vicinity.
The Northwest 200 is really expanding, and we've got the Open coming in 2019. Do we not have to look forward to accommodating all these people from across the world and have to embrace the future?
We do, and we had a planning permission at Bush Mills for a 5-star hotel. It's never been built. We have a hotel sitting in the heart of Port Stewart, which is closed down. So yes, let's make a success of what we've already got before we try to add to it and needlessly be sacrilegious towards the green belt that we have.